Blog Talk Radio.
I don't stop running. I don't slow down. I put the hat on the football.
The three-step philosophy that encapsulated Dwayne Slay's approach to playing football. His most famous hit may have come in early October of 2005 versus Kansas State, but perhaps his best game ever was in a 56-17 victory against Texas A&M that year.
And Dwayne Slay is providing all kinds of highlights. I think the one that most people are going to remember is the hit on Jaworski Lane that caused a fumble to begin the second half. You're talking about a 275-pound running back at the time, but Slay, you know, unloads on the guy, and he coughs it up, and that sets a record. That's the 8th forced fumble of the year, Big 12 record, which was set by, you know, UT great Derek Johnson. And I think that was a spark in the game, but it just showed you, you know, how Dwayne Slay was capable of turning a game on one of his hits.
That was big. You know, you kind of expect that from Slay. When you need a big play, he comes through. So, you know, I really wasn't surprised, but that was a real big momentum change in the game. And, you know, that carried on to the end of the game.
In addition to the forced fumble, Slay gets an interception and finishes the night with 10 tackles.
I see a guy like Dwayne Slay on your team knocking the ball out, making big plays, big hits, especially forced fumbles. I mean, that turns momentum of the game.
Besides the plays he makes, I think that you know, there is sort of this emotional, I don't know what you call it, lift, momentum change, all that. You know, he gets those big hits, which kind of command attention.
At halftime that night, Red Raiders were in the locker room with only a 14-10 lead on the Aggs. And Slay paid attention to his defensive coordinator.
Coach Sanders came in the locker room at halftime, eventually got all the defense up and said we need more tempo. The tempo wasn't as good in the first half, and we came back in the second half, and, you know, the guys got ready to play, and, you know, the guys put me in a good position to make the play, and of course, we did that.
But perhaps most importantly of all, Slay's ability to instill fear in the opponent.
And something that won't show up in the stats was you know, Reggie McNeil running around, and Reggie McNeil had clearly seen the Allen Everidge hit, you know, from about 3 weeks earlier, because there were several times Reggie McNeil, dual-threat quarterback, very athletic guy, and he was just taking a knee and ducking whenever Slay, you know, got in his vicinity.
Dwayne Slay, the proverbial tip of the sword that night and season, the Red Raider D.
He'll go down as one of the all-time greats. Just, you know, and he really only played 1 year. That's what makes it even more remarkable.
Overall productivity, all the tackles and things he makes is probably the strongest thing he does. But you know, he'll make those big plays and he'll kind of ignite you know, the rest of the team.
He's a different kind of free safety. We're glad to have him, I know that. He has a nose for the ball. I mean, when you got it, you just got it.
And Slay definitely had it that year.
All right. Yes, today is August 28th, and it's approximately 10:02 p.m. My name is Peter Richardson, coming at you live and direct on Blog Talk Radio, the owner and sole creator of Saving Our Athletes. Respect, Lee. I hope everybody out there is having a great night, man. I hope you guys went to work, not only just went to work, but progressed and got better while you was going to work. And as you can tell, that you just heard that segment I'm interviewing today, All-American, former Texas Tech safety, also former Chicago Bears defensive back, Dwayne Slay. Man, that guy right there is a hard hitter. That guy right there, man, he just has that three-step combo and it comes and just lays you out. But right now, that guy is just now getting off of work and is about to call in to the radio show. So you guys just hold you tight. Just sit back and relax your feet and enjoy the show from Mr. Peter Richardson interviewing Mr. Dwayne Slay. And right now, I got a moment of clarity about to play. This is one of my favorite songs. You guys enjoy. I'll be right back when it's over.
Frozen waves where the past comes by the light. Fight fear for the selfish pain, it was worth it every time. Hold still right before we crash, cause we both know how it's been. A clock ticks and it breaks your glass, and I drown in you again. Didn't need Jason.
Moment of Clarity. That's one of my favorite songs right there. And right now, it's Peter Richardson coming live and direct from Blog Talk Radio. And right on the other end, I just got the call, man, for Mr. Dwayne Slay, Texas Tech on All-American, former Chicago Bear as well. Man, what a great night. Hey, what's up, Mr. Slay? How you doing, man? You live
pretty good
on the air right now.
Pretty good, Pete, man. Good to hear from you, man. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing pretty good, man. I went to work today, and after work, man, I ran a little mile with my dog, and after that, I gave him a bath, man. How about yourself? How you doing tonight?
Doing good, man. You know me, always moving around, man, trying to, you know, do good things out here in this world, man. Just, you know, moving around, I'm writing my book and everything, just getting off work right now, and you know me, you know I'm always moving around and working hard, Pete.
Oh, that's what's up, man. That's all we can ask for. As everybody already know, man, today marks the 50th year anniversary that Martin Luther King gave his speech on Washington, baby. I mean, that just makes me so, as people say, quote, unquote, crunk, man, that Martin Luther King, you know, actually got all of us African Americans together, which I wasn't born, and you wasn't born either, but got all the African Americans up and made a speech that legendary I Have a Dream, in which we are both living right now. Man, what a blessing. So, Mr. Slay, man, this goes into my question I got to ask you. Man, I heard you mention something about your book. Before we get started, I want you to let everybody know what's the title of your book that you're working on and what's the purpose behind it.
Well, for one, Pete, the name of the book is going to be called The Big Hit. And it's the Dwayne Slay story. It's going to be an inspirational moving story that a lot of people just give them a background of just who I am outside of just the game of football, you know, and giving them a little bit of a feedback as far as with, you know, my upbringing and the things that, you know, I had to overcome, the obstacles in life and the perseverance of hard work and the dedication to the things I needed to do to put myself in a good situation, man. And it's going to be really good, especially for the kids out there too, you know, who's trying to, you know, play sports and having big dreams of making it to even the collegiate aspect of it into the NFL. So, and to face the adversity which they're going to face, and my book is going to be able to touch those kids' lives and be able to show them that they can keep pushing forward to better themselves on and off the field.
Man, that's what's up, man. Key aspect, what you just said, on and off the field. And another key thing you said, adversity, because it's going to happen. No matter how good you are, no matter how hard you work out, you know, you're going to face adversity some point in time in your life, whether that's on the field or off the field. And did you guys hear that? The name of his book is called The Big Hit. And for everyone who was on the show, sort of the show started, I started the show with a clip for about you, D. Slay. And the clip was about you laying people out. And they said the most important hit, you know, that you gave on Jaworski Lane, man. We was only up 14-10 going into halftime, and then as the game progressed, you went ahead and put a hit on him, and that's needless to say, he didn't say nothing about the big hit that you put on the K-State quarterback. Man, that, honestly, that's my favorite memory, man. That was my red shirt year. I was actually sitting in the stands, man, and that was just a blessing. That was a great thing to watch. You know what I'm saying? So this brings me into asking you about your career here at Tech, man. Let everybody know, like, how many tackles did you actually have, man, at Tech?
Well, you know, my junior year when I came in, I only played special teams. So that year I only had 23 tackles that year and 2 interceptions. But it was my senior year that really put me over the top. I had over 125 tackles. 8 forced fumbles and a sack, and I want to say 2 interceptions. So I mean, that senior year really catapulted me to a higher level, man. That I never knew and never thought I would reach. But I mean, it was a blessing within itself. But you know, and it was of course, teammates, my guys around me really put me in good situations to make a lot of plays too, man. So I can't leave them out. You know, all those guys back then. I mean, they were great guys too. So you know, it was 125 tackles, somewhere around there.
Wow, 125 tackles, and that's not really including, you know, your junior year, man. That, I mean, that boy came in laying hits. Did y'all hear that out there, man? And you know Texas Tech is coming up with their first game of the season, man. For you guys on the Texas football team that's listening, you got to listen to this guy. So tell us one thing, Mr. Slay. Tell us briefly, you know, about your journey. I know you came in as a JUCO transfer, man. So let us know about your journey, you know, your collegiate experience, socially and academically, because, you know, there's more to college than playing sports. So, you know, just the young cats up there growing up, man, about a little about your journey.
Absolutely, man. Well, you know, I came from junior college, and, you know, just going the junior college route first, you know, it wasn't easy at all. You know, just having so much adversity going there. And I came from Georgia, and I went to California, and, you know, I took a bus ride. It was maybe about 4 days on a bus going all the way to California, man. And that basically, you know, that was a great, great experience for me. It actually helped me to grow up a lot. You know, I was only 17 years old at the time, man. You know, being in college, man, it created so many different types of bonds, so many types of friendships with many people I never thought I'd ever meet, man, or befriend. Academically, you know, it takes a great deal of focus, man, and a lot of time management in between classes, study hall, football, you know, and as well as free time. You know, overall, though, the college experience for me, it just taught me a lot of different intangibles, man. It really, you know, I had to learn so much, and, you know, a lot of the difficulties and a lot of the different things, I had to really stay focused and say, you know what, just work harder. When things got tough, just dig down deep, grind harder, and just work your butt off, you know, and just keep on pushing, because greatness comes to those who can just to overcome any type of adversity, any type of setback, or any type of, you know, just difficulties in life that may come along. But just staying focused and being grounded and, you know, just keep on pushing, you know, the college experience for me is really, really, you know, that journey was long, and all is going to be in the book too, so Pete, you know, just stay tuned, man, just stay tuned, it's going to be something great.
Yeah, sir, man, I can feel it, man, I know everybody out there can feel it, man, I can feel it, man, going through my blood, man. He's like, just stay focused, man, this guy was, he was on a bus ride for four days. You know, you got a lot of time to think, man, do I want to go back home? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's really questioning, like, if your love for the game, if you really want to do this, man. So, but you went through adversity, you stayed focused, and then you end up coming to Tech, and then you was on the special teams, and then after that, you was an All-American, and then you ended up playing in the NFL, man. So I want to take my hat off to you, Mr. Slay. I mean, and everybody out there, look forward for the big hit. But that brings me into my next question, Mr. Slay. What was the best part about playing for Texas Tech, man?
I would have to say, Pete, honestly, just take the support, you know, from all the loyal fans and the community and, you know, everybody in the community, man, you know how it was. It just bled black and red, you know, and it just made you feel like you were just part of something really, really special, and the camaraderie that, the teammates had, and the, you know, the coaching staff at the time, we were just, everybody was just so cohesive, and it was just something that was just, you know, it couldn't really be, you know, I can't really put it in words of just the whole togetherness and what we had as far as the brotherhood and, you know, everything that we shared. Doesn't matter if you were starting or if you was fifth string. I mean, we was all equal. We all just treated each other equally, and we was all just the whole brotherhood of it. You know what I mean? It was just something that I can't even really explain, Pete. But you know, you were there, you experienced it, brother, so you can probably talk about it more than I probably can. But, you know, just, you know how it was at Tech, you know, just all of us just together, just but the whole brotherhood and the camaraderie that we shared.
Yeah, yes, sir, man. Hey, you're right. I was there, man. It was exactly the brotherhood, man. And in my eyes, you know, that was the best part, because y'all took the young guys up under you guys' wing and didn't let you guys' playing time on the field, you know, affect, you know, walk around with the big head or acting like I'm this and that.
Right.
There was none of that, man. There was no offense against defense or nothing back in them days, man. And that's why I want to give a shout out to all the Texas Tech Red Raiders. You know, we had Sylvester Brinkley, we had Meeks. We had Jared Hicks, man. We had all those guys, Torian Henderson, man. We had everybody coming in. You know what I'm saying? And Brandon Douglas, all those guys on that team, man, just took all of us young guys in, and it was just like a big family. And on the field, it really showed. It really showed. But hey, you guys. With that being said, I'm gonna go on a small break. Don't go nowhere. I'm gonna we're going to go on a small break. I'm going to let this little jazz beat play coming from one of my friends that come. We went to the we went to Disney together. He was my roommate. He's a producer. His name is Mr. O.K. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. O.K. at Twitter.com. But go ahead and check out this beat real quick, and I'll be back with Dwayne Slade so we can catch up and see what he's doing right now and what he's doing and check out more about his book. Martin Luther King 50th year anniversary gave us I have a dream speech, excuse me right there, but we're going to get right back into the interview. So Mr. Slade, my man, I want you to let everybody know, you know, just what you're doing right now, man, just how you making a living and what you're doing to keep chasing your dreams, because man, I know you're working on this book. Man, it's called The Big Hit, and it's going to be, man, I know, I can't wait to read it. So right now, just let everybody know what Mr. Slade is doing.
Well, you know, like I said, moving around, I've got a couple guys I'm mentoring right now. I'm going to keep their names disclosed, but working with them, training with them, you know, they've got some dreams and aspirations to, you know, get to the collegiate level. And these two high school kids are pretty talented, and I'm working with them real hard right now, and also, I'm working in the juvenile probation field right now as well, as trying to help out the troubled youth, just finding ways to just give back. You know, right now I'm focused on, you know, giving back, like you already said, the book and everything. Right now I'm just matriculating around the area, just trying to find ways to just give back. And right now I'm focused on the lives of the youth, which is the lives of the future. So right now that's one of the key focal points for me right now in my life. And it's something, you know, God is, you know, leading me to do, you know, so I'm focused on that right now.
Man, that's what's up, man, because like key thing you said, man, you got to focus on the youth, man, because without the youth, we have no future. So, man, I take my hat off to you, man, with that juvenile probation, because honestly, growing up without the juvenile probation, man, I would not be where I'm at nowadays. Man, my father figure growing up, like, I grew up with my father, but at the same time, I really didn't, but my best friend's father was really kind of my father, man. He was close to the probation office, so he would bring his clients over, and me and my best friend didn't want to end up like that, and we grew up in the hood, you know, like everybody saying all this, man. But so, and I take my hat off to the people who helped me when I was younger. So what I want to say to you, Mr. Slade, man, you know, you are really making a difference in those guys' life, man. So I really want to commend you on that. That's what's up,
absolutely,
man.
I appreciate that. Pete.
Man, it's all good, man. But I have, on the conclusion of my interview, I have one question that I ask everybody that comes on my show.
Uh-huh.
I have one question that I ask. All right, Mr. Slay. In five years, what can we expect out of Dwayne Slay?
You can expect me to be better than what I am now. Not only that, I will see myself coaching. I see myself becoming a motivational speaker and as well as a well-known novelist.
Hmm. Wow. You heard it, motivational speaking, but my favorite part is a well-known novelist. You don't hear that from too many brothers nowadays, man. And just from hearing you speak, I can tell how educated you are, how much you done grown. Man, a well-known novelist, man. So I know when this book come out, I know a lot of people is going to be inspired. And, you know, a lot of people is going to be able to relate to it. Man, with that being said, Mr. Slay, man, I know you're just getting off work, man. I want to thank you, take my hat off to you for coming and being on my show. And I'm going to tell you one thing, brother. Just keep on going. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my name of my business is called Savoring Our Athletes Respectfully, which is abbreviated SOAR. So I want you to keep on soaring, my man.
That's
keep on
up.
Soaring,
I appreciate
man.
You, man. Hey, it's been a pleasure. I appreciate you having me on, man.
Man, hey, trust me, man. It's all my pleasure, man. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and let you go, man, let you get up off your feet. I know it's been a long day. And one more time, man, appreciate it. You have a great night, Mr. Slay.
All right, you too, Pete.
All right, cool. God bless.
All right.
Ooh-wee. I know you heard that guy right there, man. That's Mr. Dwayne, the big hit Slay. Ooh, wait. I'm telling you, man, that guy right there, well, if you was a receiver running a three-step slant, you didn't want him coming down from a safety. I'm telling you that right now. I mean, there's clips on the YouTube to prove it. You can just put in Slayer in YouTube, or you can put in Dwayne Slay, Texas Tech, and you will see the guy. But most importantly, he's giving back to the juveniles, man, back there, back. And he's just doing it, and he's just one of the guys that, who went through his career, and now as he's done, he's giving back to the community, because that's really what it's all about, giving back to the community. So where you are, wherever you are right now, man, just give you, if you have a little brother, give him a hug. If you got a little sister, give her a kiss on the cheek and call her a princess. Tell your parents you love them. Man, I want to give another shout-out to Dr. Martin Luther King, his family. I know his daughter, who was only 5 months years old, whenever he gave a speech today at the White House. Give a shout-out to Barack Obama. Give a shout-out to President Carter. Give a shout-out to President Bill Clinton and all the people that gave a speech that today at the White House, man. I know we came a long ways, but we still have a long ways to go. And once again, my name is Peter Richardson, creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. As you can tell, I'm getting a little bit too hyped, even though it's going on 10:30 at night. Yes, owner and creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. You can catch me next week, same short time, same short day. My name is Peter Richardson once again, and you can hear my theme song, Miss Nicki Minaj and Rihanna, I Came to Win. Yes, sir. Everybody have a blessed night.
Came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise, to love.
Higher, 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 more, higher. To fly, to conquer, to thrive. To conquer, to drive.